Thunder Bay, Diversity Thunder Bay is calling for the cancellation of an upcoming comedy show over concerns about racist content and alleged ties to white nationalist groups. The organization says the decision by Cricket's Comedy Club to bring the comedy troupe Danger Cats to Thunder Bay next month is offensive and harmful to reconciliation efforts in Thunder Bay. Danger Cats, a shock comedy trio, came under fire for selling a t-shirt depicting serial killer Robert Picton with a joke included, although the shirt is no longer for sale on their website. Picton was convicted of killing 26 women in the Vancouver area, more than half of whom were Indigenous. Danger Cats was also forced to apologize for an insult in a roast battle that included a reference to the deceased Indigenous children found in unmarked graves at residential schools. That's not nearly enough to satisfy Diversity Thunder Bay's Anna Toronto. I understand freedom of expression and standing by their art and not necessarily wanting to apologize, but they continue to stand by these problematic statements, said Toronto, Diversity Thunder Bay's communications coordinator. Toronto said Diversity Thunder Bay was made aware of the comedy show by a local organization. The grassroots group then posted a letter to Facebook outlining its concerns. There was concern that the content of the event and some of the content of previous events by these same performers was quite problematic and could impact reconciliation in our community, Toronto said during an interview outside Bay Village Coffee. I can't comment on regular performances by these individuals as I have not seen regular performances. The issue of concern was a t-shirt that was being sold on their website depicting a crude caricature of the notorious serial killer from BC, Robert Picton, and trying to draw humor from that in some way. Chris Malawishin, founder of Cricket's Comedy Club, who will host Danger Cats next month, defended his decision to bring the trio to Thunder Bay, acknowledging their comedy is definitely not for everyone. They are more of a shock comedy type group. We bring in comics that some people like, other people don't. He said the trio has already apologized for selling the Picton shirt, adding he has reached out to Diversity Thunder Bay to initiate a discussion about the show. Malawishin, who said he's never seen Danger Cats perform, brushed aside concerns about the group's past behavior. We're not selling their shirts. We have nothing to do with what they market, who they hang out with, what they do in their personal lives. We are doing a comedy show. If you like it, show up. If you don't, you don't have to. But comedy is subjective, Malawishin said. Toronto said groups across the country have protested this t-shirt as being insensitive. So that's really the issue that we grabbed on to, I think, primarily not having seen a lot of their content prior to that. Toronto said the Danger Cats have been flagged by the Canadian Anti-Hate Network for problematic content in the past and potential ties to white nationalist organizations as well. Some of their content has included transphobic material, anti-Semitic material, etc. So, in general, it seems to be one of these shock comedy groups that really brings down humor instead of elevating humor. Toronto pointed out that Diversity Thunder Bay recently held its United Nations International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, where Chief Cadmus Delorme spoke about helium humor. Let's elevate our humor to bring people up and to raise people up, not weigh us all down in darkness and negativity, Toronto said.